There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code Cumulus. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
And the Oscar goes to
Rich Eisen. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Thank you.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Mayshak, 1 second, launches a three-point shot. Good! At the buzzer! Mayshak wins it for Tennessee! Money!
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests, Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young, former NFL General Manager Mike Mayock, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, back from Indianapolis, Indiana, where I spent an absurd amount of time talking in hushed tones about large men running around. And that's the one way to describe the NFL Scouting Combine. Thanks to Suze for expertly sitting in this chair for the last 3 days, last three shows. 844-204-RICH, number to dial to have a conversation. I'm sure everybody thinks their team is back on the right track because somebody that ran some form of track over the weekend is the answer to all your football dreams. That's why we have an Overreaction Monday podcast ready for you to taken, whether it's on our YouTube channel or listening into it, wherever you get your podcast. Chris Brockman and I already recorded that. Yeah. As I am now back from Indianapolis. So that's Overreaction Monday. And yes, I do have my top five list of the top five rumors I heard at the Combine, otherwise known as my agent, Jerry, agent to the stars, referred to as Clickbait Monday.
Hey.
So, you know, we very rarely traffic in that sort of thing.
I know, but it's so fun.
You like it.
I do.
It does, it's so fun. It does create a bit of a blowback for me every now and then.
Well, but all the aggregators call you. It becomes an actual report.
Yes.
Yeah, like you're reporting this now, and it's really funny.
I'm just reporting what I heard. And a lot of people say things at the Combine, and in that respect, guess what? I've got my top five list. That's coming up right in the middle of this first
yes.
hour. Mike Mayock will be joining us to break down the Combine as he sees it. That's coming up in hour number three. And Steve Young, there's some news to talk about with Steve Young, with Deebo Samuel now a Washington Commander. And we're all waiting to see at some point how much Brock Purdy is going to get paid as the Niners remake themselves, essentially. And that's coming up. He will join us in the middle of hour number two. And there's you at 844-204-RICH, whether you're watching us on the Roku Sports Channel, which we love being on every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern Time, whether you're listening to us on the Infinity Sports Network. We say hello to our 120 radio affiliates coast to coast, Sirius XM Channel 375 and the Odyssey app, whether you're streaming us through your ear gate there or on Odyssey.com or our podcast listeners later on. Christopher, how are you, sir?
Richard, I am wonderful. Great to see you.
Jay Felly, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Rich? I'm great. How are you?
What is that, your Laker hat over there?
Kings.
Kings hat. Okay, very good. TJ Jefferson, candles lit.
Candles.
You're not going to turn heel on us in the middle of this, are you?
Oh, wow. That would be tremendous.
You never know. I've gone through a numerous heel turns sitting behind this mic, but you mentioned something
okay.
about being at the combine, your hushed tones.
Yes, sir.
It's not golf, bro. Why are you guys whispering?
Well, you know what? Let's get into that later on. But I have an answer for that question.
I want you to get rowdy up there.
I appreciate you saying that. That would be off-brand for the event. But we'll talk about it. Because to be honest with you, the story of the Combine is a couple of things. And that one is a Combine and one is outside the Combine, or two is outside the Combine. One of the two outside the Combine is Ian Rappaport serving up the coffee. I mean, if you would need to name the top five stories of the Combine,
that might be one.
Having your head on a Starbucks swivel is one way to
look,
put it.
Look, I've seen guys run 40s before this.
Tell me about it.
Starbucks
swivel. So Starbucks swivel. Great fantasy team, them, I think. That would be good.
We got quite the list going.
Okay, great. These days, yeah. Have your head in a Starbucks swivel. But Ian's story that he broke in the middle of, I believe it was Saturday. It was over the weekend. It's one of those moments where, DJ Daniel Jeremiah, who is our guest on Tuesday's show, he's flying home right now. I flew home all last night. He goes, whoa. And he shows me what's on his phone. It was an email from the news desk that Ian Rappaport was breaking news. And that's when I hear Mark Teitelman, the brilliant producer who is managing our ship moment by moment. He's also the producer of Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. Awesome dude. Excellent at what he does. He goes, throw it to Ian. I'm like, okay. And it's Deebo Samuels, a Washington Commander.
Man, I saw Ian pop up, and then I saw the breaking news, and I saw it was Deebo Samuel, and I'm just like,
whoa.
Please be the Patriots logo. Please be the Patriots logo. Please be the Patriots logo. And Commanders.
Well, the Patriots do have the cap space for it.
We do.
And that's what the Commanders have, the cap space for it. And part of the reason why your team, Christopher, and the Commanders have the cap space for it is they got rookie quarterbacks. And just in year two. And the Commanders have a very special rookie quarterback. You do too, from last year. But the results that we saw from the Washington Commanders last year to add Deebo Samuel to this mix is one of those first roster maneuvering shots fired in the direction of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we knew they would start coming, certainly within the conference, but they're within the NFC East house. And the team that was the runners up to the NFC title, that team has added Deebo Samuel to its offensive mix. Terry McLaurin on one side, Deebo on another, or could it be Deebo in the backfield at the mesh point with Jaden Daniels? Look out. Could it be all of that? Could it be Brian Robinson at the mesh point with Jaden Daniels, and that's Deebo over there, and Zach Ertz over there, and Terry McLaurin over there? That's a winning combination, not one would say. And the latest example of a few things for you Washington Commanders fans to celebrate. One, having Jaden Daniels as your quarterback is going to bring people to your team happily. To your team. Now, in a couple of years ago, when Deebo was supposedly hating the West Coast and hating the West Coast offense of Kyle Shanahan because it was going to cause him to be a diminished return running back. Remember all that stuff? He didn't want to live on the West Coast. And he, you know, from the Carolinas, he wants to be there. Well, guess what? Pretty darn close without actually playing in Carolina. Yeah. And 2 years ago, would he have wanted to be a Washington Commander?
No chance.
I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say trade me somewhere else. Not. I would say don't send me there.
Definitely not.
Send me to the CFL.
Right? And this is the latest example of, hey, Commanders fans, your owner isn't turning off the rest of the free football world. Your owner is actually sitting there delegating to a front office that isn't just catering to the whims of the owner that's pissing off the rest of the free football world. You've got an actual, yes, Washington, you've got an actual highly well-functioning command structure. You got it. You got an owner who's saying, we got $80 million in cap space, spend it. And you got a general manager saying, we've got $80 million in cap space that we're willing to spend. We gotta surround our unicorn quarterback right now with a way to win right now before he's going to cost us, what, $300 million? The very least?
Very least.
You know, by the time that he's going to be in line for his contract?
Oh, he might be the first $70 million quarterback.
Or somebody might have already reached that point without having won a single playoff game just to piss you off, Chris. So, yeah. You got a coaching staff that knows what to do with the pieces that the highly functioning front office, due to the highly functioning owner who doesn't piss off the rest of the free football world and do weird, wild, crazy stuff that the Washington Post is all over on the news front. This is what's happening, which is very dangerous news for the rest of the National Football League. That's what that move says to me. And, you know, well, Debo has been less than the last couple of years. And boy, did I hear from a handful of Debo Samuel fantasy football fans out there. Okay. I understand that you think the returns are diminishing. Does that mean that the Commanders are now going to dethrone the Eagles? Well, they're closer to it than they were the minutes before Adam Peters pulled the trigger on a fifth round selection. Now, the reason why it's a fifth round selection is they're picking up the entire freight. So they're able to look at the San Francisco 49ers and say, yeah, you're only going to get a five from us, which is better than what? Nothing? A sixth and a seventh that were nothing had they gone ahead? Because they have to clear the decks in whatever way they possibly can for a bunch of people they have to pay. Starting with Brock Purdy and the conversation there, as we kind of flip the script from the Commanders trying to track down the Eagles to the Niners trying to track down the Rams, which came the closest to beating the Eagles in the playoffs, and they got Matthew Stafford back. And this is going to be the conversation about the Niners, which is as they go about changing out the names that they did use to great effect to get to multiple Super Bowls in a terrific run over the last few years, that a lot of people are going to start to wonder, is this window closing rather than opening wider? Certainly if Brandon Ayuk is supposedly maybe the next guy to go out, and I'm sure Ayuk is sitting there going, wait a minute, I'm the one that was FaceTiming with this kid last summer. Before he turned into the Jaden Daniels, I played college ball with him, and Debo gets to go with him? Wait a minute. Commanders weren't on any possible radar screen last year, were they? Everybody thought, well, that's where Brandon Ayuk wants to go because he wants to play with his former college teammate from Arizona State. Yes, kids, that's where Jaden Daniels was at before LSU, and he won his Heisman Trophy and took off like a rocket ship.
Makes sense now.
So I don't know what the Niners' plans are there, but it's all going to start to get focused, even though the cap, we don't know. The cap went up. We honestly don't know who else is going to get signed by San Francisco. We don't know that yet. We don't know what those plans are, but we're just assuming Debo wanted out. The Niners obliged him. They're happy to get all that money off their books because they got to pay it to Brock Purdy. And every single guy that the Niners let go of from their championship run, Debo might wind up being the only one. And that might be enough for everybody to sit here and say, well, Brock Purdy's taking up all the cap room now. And is he worth it? That's the question that has been surrounding this kid ever since he went from the most relevant position after being drafted, as you know. So he is going to be front and center. And he, unlike the 49ers trade partner in Washington, just lost a key weapon, if not his most consistent one from a couple years ago. And he, unlike the Commanders, now is going to have a deal, we assume, that's eating up a ton of cap space. Is Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings ready to take the mantle of wide receivers one and two? And is it going to be Shanahan's system, sort of the way Coach Dale, may he rest in peace, was waving his system at the howling crowd, wondering if they have the right people on the floor saying, I've got the system. Let's just plug these guys into it and just watch us go as they pay the other guys. And I'll just say this. I believe in Brock Purdy. I do. I really, really do. I dig him. His teammates dig him. But he's going to have a ton more eyeballs on him once he signs this contract that he does deserve. It's his turn. I know you hate that stuff. I know he has taken a team under the craziest of circumstances, being thrown in the mix in the middle of a season. You know, take on Tom Brady in San Francisco while he's a Buccaneer. Brock, take your team to Seattle on a Thursday night after you just took the reins of this team over because Trey Lance goes out and Jimmy G is out and it's your turn, Brock. You were the last pick in the draft, Brock. He actually did it. And then he actually took a team. Yes, I know there's McCaffrey and everybody else. Everybody else feels that he was just a bit player on all that, but he was the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers in a Super Bowl and was in overtime of this Super Bowl against the Chiefs and played a terrific football game. It's in there. He's done it. He's proven it. And he's going to get the money. He's going to get it, and it's going to be him. Folks, it's going to be him. And don't take my word for it. Joe freaking Montana came on the Super Bowl shows, and he said it. I think he knows what it takes. And I have a feeling we're going to hear from Steve Young an hour two. But I will ask him the question here. Talk about a guy who once had the monkey famously taken off his back because he followed Montana. Purdy's following Montana and Young. And I know you like to point out, TJ, we talk about the drought, which I put in quotes, for Dallas, about how long it's been since they've been to a championship game within their own conference. But they've won a Super Bowl more recently than the 49ers.
That's all I'm saying.
And it's going to be on Purdy to end all of that. And the last guy who won one for San Francisco is going to join us in hour two to give us his thoughts on this. And you know, it's an easy line to draw. Okay. This guy's going to go from league minimum to $50 million at a minimum. And Deebo Samuel, who was a major difference maker, is now playing with Jaden Daniels, a quarterback younger than Purdy, who was to the NFC Championship game more recently than Purdy. And he's joining that team. And the Niners are, yeah, on a last place schedule in 2025. That's the backdrop to Brock Purdy getting pizzayed. That's what I take away from the combine, number one. As for the combine itself, we'll talk about it. And my two cents on what I saw with my own two eyes from the 50-yard line in the booth with Daniel Jeremiah. Mike Mayock will join us for the X's and O's portion of all that. Steve Young. But when we come back, maybe your favorite segment of the show, Chris Brock.
Of any segment we do,
are you
the
serious?
Entire year.
Is that right?
I love it. It's because it makes you so uncomfortable.
It does make me uncomfortable.
And that's why I like it.
And but I'm getting through it.
Info, of course.
Well, it's because I've got, should I bring out my master's degree in journalism from Northwestern
it's back and there have it hanging up, which is kind of weird.
Should I grab it off the wall and place it in front of me as sort of my Captain America shield?
It was so weird. I literally read that thing on the wall today randomly. I was in the green room and I just sat there and just read it. Weird that you just brought that up.
Put your journalistic standards aside.
But I shouldn't put it in front of me.
I mean, this isn't.
It might spontaneously combust.
Or do I need to go and turn it against the wall so it doesn't see what I'm about to do?
You don't want him to see what's about to go down.
Flip it around.
Top five rumors I heard at the combine.
Look at all these rumors. Because
everybody talks there. Oh my God, is it the chattering class of all chattering classes?
Especially at Starbucks.
There's no talk there.
There's no talk. Very poignant and direct.
Not much talk.
Loud.
You know what I mean? It's highly caffeinated.
I was split between hoping I didn't hear your name in a situation like that.
You will never hear me in a situation like that.
I read your name in a situation like that. I wanted it
both
ways.
Top five rumors I heard at the NFL Scouting Combine. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, our mission is to help members of the military, veterans, and their families achieve their financial goals. That's why we offer great savings and investing options like our certificates. Certificates come with sky-high rates, and some even have the flexibility to add money anytime during your term. Whether you're saving for a home, a new car, or your future, our options could help you get there. And certificates are just the beginning. Navy Federal also provides financial advisors to help you manage your investment portfolio, along with online tools to guide your savings plan. With our support, you'll have everything you need to take charge of your finances, so don't wait. The sooner you start building your financial future with Navy Federal's savings and investing options, the better off you could be in the long run. Sign up at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Back here, everybody. Before the radio audience returns, just a couple minutes with us chickens here on this Roku Sports Channel.
Did anyone mistake you for a Hollywood actor at dinner this week?
No, it was of the same place in Indianapolis, a great spot called Commission Row, which I think was only apt that the person paying for dinner was an agent.
Makes sense.
That's funny.
But it was a similar group of people.
Okay.
Schefter was there again. Okay. Ryan Poles was there again. But nobody mistook me for Ryan Gosling then. That's still the most wild
thing of all
time. That happened at last year's combine. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Honestly, two pictures of the same person.
That dude must have had, three bottles of wine?
He did not appear drunk.
Seven old fashions?
He did not appear drunk.
It had to be a bet. Like, someone's like, I bet he won't go over.
He was earnest. He was earnest.
Wow. I'm Vernon.
I don't get it.
You know what I mean? Beautiful twins.
I'm very honored. I'm very honored.
I mean, that's a great headshot of you.
It is.
A good shot.
I appreciate that.
You don't look like the guy on the right.
I don't. At all.
So. No. Well, look, let's look at the positives here. Rich, sure, his eyes are way closer together than yours. So
interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we're nitpicking Gosling right now?
By the way,
look,
write
maybe
that down.
If you're going to rip him apart, I'm going to make him feel better about himself.
By the way.
Wow.
I'm not here to rip Rich down like everybody.
Is that a documentary or is that a fantasy?
That's
team
a documentary.
Nitpicking Gosling?
Documentary for sure.
Eyes well, maybe just too blue.
Short form, because I think we have a better shot at the Oscar with the short form.
I think you're right.
His hairline's goes up a little bit.
Eyes are too blue, too much hair.
Yeah, I agree.
And just remember,
talk about
he was
La
a defensive
La
liability. Yeah. And remember the Titans.
He was a complete liability
Couldn't
out there.
Couldn't cover, had Come to on. Take himself out of the game.
You're right.
His earlobes connect and yours don't. That's pretty cool.
Great conversation, guys. Great stuff. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. I have a master's degree in journalism from Northwestern University, the McGill School of Journalism, a highly prestigious institution of higher learning.
He ain't lying. It really is.
And which means if I so chose to continue any class taking somewhere, I'm one degree shy of being Dr. Television.
I kind of feel like
could you imagine if I began? I don't know if there is a PhD in journalism. If there is, maybe I should like take some sort of course so I could. It could be the Dr. Rich Eisen Show,
bro. Just for the flex of that, you should do it.
So we could be even more pretentious.
doctor.
Well, I mean, whenever it suits me. Right,
of course.
Watch out, Dr. Phil.
Exactly. Like everybody, back off. Right.
Calm down.
I'm a doctor,
Rich. I'm looking at the logo now, and I'm imagining like a stethoscope and a doctor's gown flowing behind
jacket.
You.
Jacket.
Dr. Rich Eisen Show.
You never know when it could be useful. For instance, there could be two information people fighting it out in a Starbucks, and I could come in as like
put them up
as the fight doctor, or. There could be. Is there a doctor in the house? I could have settled the dispute. I'm a doctor.
Stewardess, I'm a doctor.
Exactly.
Sure. How's your handwriting?
Who had the fish?
It's got to be awful.
So
can't read doctor's writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. That's
understood.
Rich would change.
The reason why I bring all this up is when I go to the combine, I hear so much stuff. And I have for years and years and years and years and years. And I don't really utilize that information. I don't. I mean, I was background. But I the number of times I could break a story, but I don't. I've lost track. Okay, and
20 years
because I don't traffic in that sort of stuff. But what I do traffic in is hearing a lot of things. And at the combine, when I say people talk, that is an understatement to the point of it's offensive to people who do talk. These people talk. I mean, literally, you can be walking down the hallway 5 minutes later, 5 steps later, 5 seconds later. Somebody's coming up to you and just revealing the secrets of secrets.
It's like, hey, want to hear something cool?
Right. Or they just want to get it off their chest. It's crazy. I've a couple times I just wanted in the hallway of the conference center that, you know, connected my hotel to the stadium. I'm like looking, do you want to lie down on a couch? You know?
They thought you were Dr. Melfi.
Crazy. But I still have some journalistic sense that I need to hold on to when conducting a segment like this.
You're a professional.
That Chris Brockman has been pushing for years. Like, you got to do a segment on this. Because I'll come back and I'll tell you what I heard. And you're like, you got to do something with this.
Well, it's been over a decade of this. And I'm just like, bro, can we take some of these to the people?
Sure. Sure. So once a year, but I have to hear everything I'm about to say on my annual Rumors Top 5. Everything that I am about to deliver, I've heard from multiple people over the weekend.
I mean, look, Rich, some aspects of journalism and basic 101, you can't just remove. Got a two source, got a multiple source things.
But when I say that, it makes it sound like these are absolutely the truth. I'm saying this is what I've heard. I'm not saying that what I'm about to say is facts. Okay.
Or will happen.
Or will happen.
Right.
Perfect example. Last year, I said the Vikings' plan A after losing Kirk Cousins, if they do, is Trey Lance. Yada, yada, yada. Way off. But.
You heard that from a bunch of people.
I did. So I came here and I said it. Then I came here and I said, well, I heard from a bunch of people when Jerry Jones said the Cowboys are all in. That doesn't mean they're going to be supplementing everything with as much firepower as they can get in free agency in the draft and go all in to win this year. We all found out what he meant by all in was not any sense of all in by anybody on planet Earth except for Jerry Jones.
You ruined my football season with that.
I did also say that the Giants were done with Daniel Jones, and who was the week one starter? Daniel Jones. But the minute things kind of went a little bit sideways and south, what happened?
Told the story walking.
Yada, yada, yada. Daniel Jones wound up being plan C for the Vikings.
He was out.
So that's the setup. I'm not saying these are all facts and I'm breaking news. I'm telling you what the chattiest of football Cathys were chatting and chatting and chatting about to the point where I heard it multiple times.
Give it to me.
At the combine.
Come on. Feed it to me.
My top five rumors I heard at the combine presented by Hyundai.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. I need it. I need the music.
I got to write these down.
Rich, you can call.
I got it written down here.
I know, but I want to do it too.
Rich, you can call this S-H-I-H, some stuff.
I heard. At the combine from multiple people. Remember last year I came here and I said the Cowboys are all insensibility?
Yes, Rich, I remember.
Remember all that? Yes. It's not what you think?
Yeah, it was great.
I'm starting with this one, buddy.
It. Please not us again, please.
Yes, you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes, you.
Hold on, TJ.
Bro, you couldn't save it to like three or four?
Number five, the Cowboys are out on many of their own free agents. So it sounds to me like your team is going to go shopping and be selectively aggressive, as Stephen Jones said.
Whoa.
What I heard is, because they just look it up, they've got a ton of free agents. Yeah. And I heard they're all out on many of them. Osa Adigizua is not
tagged,
one of them.
Right?
Okay. Well, they're going to tag him or they're going to say, they're all in on him.
Yeah, he got about 21
He's
million.
One of their own free agents that they I heard they're. There's no question he's going to have a star on the side of his helmet. The only question is how long and is it franchise tagged and all that stuff.
Okay.
That third round pick out of 2021, who's 54 pressures this year, were second to Micah. But mostly everybody else might need to have their head in a swivel. So it seems like there's going to be some turnover after all. And Jerry didn't speak at the combine.
Right, which was
See, he's listening
a little shocking.
Well, I heard all sorts of stuff about that, but not from multiple people, so I'm not saying it here.
Do you think he heard me saying to this? I don't know.
But Florio had some.
Apparently, he's speaking
too.
This week when Zach Martin retires.
Right, Wednesday.
So we'll see.
Look, at 7-10, we better see a little bit of a change in that roster.
I believe it's coming. Okay. Number four.
Okay.
I'm back at the trough here for the Vikings plan A at quarterback.
Twits.
Again, last year I heard it's going to be Trey Lance plan A.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't. So take this for what you will. The Vikings plan A quarterback I heard at the combine from multiple people.
I heard.
Is to sign Sam Darnold and for more than 1 year.
Mm.
To make sure that Sam comes back for multiple seasons.
Interesting.
And that's concern over my guy, J.J. McCarthy, coming off of a knee injury.
Hmm.
And they also, they love Sam. And I don't know what Sam's plans are. I don't know if he wants 50 and if he wants 3 or 4 years at a minimum. And that might make the Vikings say, there's the free agency door. We're still here, you know. But I heard the Vikings would like to get him back. And for multiple years and maybe turn my guy into Jordan Love.
Interesting. Did you hear a dollar amount?
No. There's a lot of moving parts, bro.
Yeah.
And they might franchise tag him.
Right. And that's about 41.
Just to remove him off the table. And then start a multiple-year contract from there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the one.
Just, I don't think they're just going to sit back and just say, yeah, that was a great 1 year.
Other than T. Higgins, he's the one I'm most curious about franchise tag tomorrow if he gets hit
number
with that.
Three. Now, you heard that the Colts are looking for competition for Anthony Richardson, right? You heard about that?
I did see that.
Whatever went down last year where he got tired, took himself out of the game, and then they benched him.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Flacco went out there, and Cleveland Joe Flacco, the comeback player of the year from coming back from his couch, didn't show up. So they're looking for competition for Anthony Richardson. I heard from a handful of people. That the Colts' idea of competition for Anthony Richardson is Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man. Shane Steichen is, what are we doing? Is maybe running him and throwing him and giving him an offense and an offensive line that he didn't have in New Jersey. And, dude, you could do a heck of a lot worse than that wide receiving core and that running game. Daniel Jones in Indianapolis intrigues me, to say the least. That's not a bad idea.
Poor K.
I heard that. Why?
Yeah.
Because he's still young, and he can run it, and he can throw it, and maybe he can light a fire with Anthony Richardson. That's the competition I think the Colts are envisioning right now.
Okay.
Or at least I heard.
I heard.
Please, everybody. See, I'm beginning to break out in hives here.
Starting to sweat a little bit. It's okay.
Top five rumors I heard at the combine.
Wow, Daniel Jones.
Number two. You know, when Matthew Stafford was supposedly not asking for a trade and then was given free rein to look around, but just to kick tires on things and whatever. And you thought, well, he's just going to go back to the Rams anyway, right? And he did.
He did.
I heard the Giants and Raiders' interest in Matthew Stafford was quite real, and it was hairy at certain junctures last week. And I heard the Giants hit the number, and they hit the number for Stafford, and they not only hit the number for Stafford. I heard this again from multiple people. I heard they hit the number for Stafford, and they hit the trade comp, too.
Whoa.
They were in. And I heard the Raiders were way in, too, on Stafford. And Stafford had a real... The Giants even... You know they hired his brother-in-law, Chad Hall, on the coaching staff? And so they really made a run.
So Giants hit the trade comp.
They hit it.
Hit the number, which was reported 90 to 100 million guaranteed.
Whatever it was. So I don't know what it was. I heard they hit it.
Why didn't the deal get done?
Because I think at the end of the day, the Stafford's like looking at the sun setting over the Pacific Ocean. Wow. And it's, well, you know, when it all comes down to it, it is the best spot for him
to win.
Yeah,
I agree.
Why would he start up from scratch? And I don't want to get too deep into the details with him and the Raiders because I like going to Starbucks. Not looking around. Is the CEO son around here?
Rudy.
Okay. Number one.
Dang.
Here's the number one rumor I heard. And it was because a lot of people are like, are you hearing this? Because I'm hearing this. Are you hearing this? I'm hearing this. Are you really hearing this? Because I believe everybody thinks at some point Andrew Berry and the Browns are just going to say, Uncle Miles, where do you want to go? The number one rumor I heard at the combine, and this is a wide belief shared by a lot of people, the Browns truly have zero interest in trading for Myles Garrett. 0.0. And we have reached the point.
0.0.
We have reached the point of, if you will mind taking the music down, remember I asked him this very question when he appeared at the Super Bowl on our show, Hit It.
I know this is a what if question, but what if the Browns say no? We want you to stay. We want you to be part of this thing. We do believe in the plan that we have. We do believe that this plan will work. We do need you to help this plan work. And you do have 2 years left. Like, what if that happens, Miles?
I mean, it's possible. No, they could do that. But, no, that's a little bit further down the line that I'm willing to look. I know things have changed, night by night, and I'm sure people are calling and hopefully, making some tempting offers. But I'm grateful for my opportunity, and I know that recently, no one stuck to one team, seeing Luka. So let's see what happens.
Well, yada yada yada. Cut to a month later. I think we're there. Where, I maybe Ball's, I guess, in his court how much he wants to publicly push it. Because right now, I've been told the Browns have told everybody, not happening.
Close. Business.
I don't
know.
It could be a complete stance because there's a ton of time between now and the draft, but they could easily take it past the draft. And some teams that might, Browns might be willing to take draft compensation in next year's draft because a lot of people think next year's draft is better than this one. And they may take it past the draft. I have no idea the way this is going. As for Garrett, as for Miles, Suze saw him Saturday night in Pauley Pavilion watching Juju Watkins torch UCLA. And when it's crazy, USC beats UCLA for the Big Ten championship. I mean, words that I can't believe I'm saying. But he was there last. He was there on Saturday night here in LA. And I don't know. It's just a big old game of chicken, you could say. But
we saw this last year with Hassan Reddick, and that he didn't get what he wanted.
Oh, my gosh. But he did get eventually traded, and then he didn't get what he wanted contractually. As you know, Miles told us, this is not about money. This is about an exit visa. And maybe the Browns' plan is, kind of like, for the lack of a better phrase, the Beauty and the Beast plan, which is, hey, we got you. You'll come around. Read a book. I'm sorry. That is genuinely the plot of that movie, which is
sending weird
wild
messages
sending
to kids
that,
in like the 80s.
I remember watching that with our young kids for the first time. I'm like, Suze, is this the message we're teaching our kids? But just like, hey, you're captive. You'll come around.
Yeah.
You'll see I don't know what the plan is. But, right now, that was the conversation I heard at the combine. Wow. So
you think we need one more?
Yep.
All right, we'll get one more.
Who could have seen that coming?
I got one more for you. This might, if I'm right, upset some people in my home office. You know how the Steelers are the opponent? The Steelers are going to Dublin?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh.
I'm here. I heard who they're playing.
Oh, what do we got?
From multiple people. Multiple people told me this.
You can share or no?
I am. I'm going
to
do it.
He's about to.
How would you like to go to Dublin, Ireland to watch the Steelers host the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, yes. Can we go?
Anything
to do with
that? I
don't know if we're doing it.
Are you doing the game though?
I do not know.
Oh, I would love that.
That would be awesome for you.
I have not been told officially a damn thing. So
maybe we shouldn't have said it.
I heard that. I'm like, what a genius matchup. Could you imagine? So the Packers go to Brazil one year. They're going to, Ireland the next. That's what I'm hearing. Packers and Steelers. It's possible. Hold on. Get a photograph up there. What's the number that Jordan Love has up there?
3?
Yeah, it might be the week they're going to.
Ooh.
So oh,
just throwing that one. I don't know. These are all rumors and conjecture.
SHIH.
So
some stuff I heard.
That's stuff I heard. And so we won't know that for 2 weeks.
Week 3, too. Huh?
I don't
think. You're even calling your shot.
Babe Eisen.
Those are some of the top rumors I heard at the combine. Now you can buy
a date.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I hope they are. Right. You went to Germany last year.
Let me holler at Roku Joe real quick.
Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Why do I just now have a sense of dread with
great.
That sort of thing?
Honestly,
I should
have like,
this is my problem. Everybody else in our business just doesn't really care, I don't think.
They don't
not,
care.
I shouldn't say that. Well, not everybody.
Dove and Ari are going to aggregate this and ML football.
But I don't want to get aggregated.
Good.
I don't want to
get
aggregated.
It's good. It's good. It's going to get out there. It's nice. It's good.
I want a cheeseburger.
What's the other one? I want a hamburger.
JPA, all those.
This is good. Not, I don't want
it's
it.
Roll.
I don't. So
let's go.
So people can say, you don't want it, then why are you doing it? And I'm like, because Chris Brockman wanted to force me to do it.
I want. One time a year I get what I want.
Yeah, with your mug, the Chris Brockman show right there.
Hey.
Okay.
You're like Tyrion Lannister. You drink wine and you know things.
That's it. True knowledge. Tyrion Eisen.
I just hope I don't.
Can we get that drop, Jay?
I just hope I didn't just get some sort of professional red wedding.
Get that drop in the break.
Spoiler alert. All right, we'll take a break. We'll see if I'm still on the air when I come back. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
Mr. Eisen?
Moment. Yeah.
Moment, please.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah, look, the Michigan diploma. Remember 1986, first walking on the diag? You were the quarterback. I just loved
two great universities, Michigan, Northwestern. Impressive track record.
Yeah, it's my journalistic degree, which, you know, I need every single day when the job that I do, you know.
I'd expect nothing less than
Roman Eisen. Thank you.
Michigan, Northwestern, Michigan.
Oh,
Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Okay, yeah. I don't even know what
you were thinking there.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Or?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
Good?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks.
Better.
That's when you're the coach.
What were you thinking? Don't know what you were thinking.
How about that? A little acting from Jim Harbaugh.
I think he was acting, man. He was serious.
Well, actually, do you remember the backstory behind that? That was a cold open.
That was.
We used to shoot cold opens.
Every now and then.
Whenever we had a guest in the first hour that came in early, we cooked something up. Didn't like Bobby Cannavale when he sat in, you did a cold open when he was asleep?
We did one where we got like blackout the night before and like woke up in El Segundo and like we have to do a show and he was like, no, I'm leaving.
Yeah, we used to shoot
why not
cold opens around here. Yeah. But the original script called for Jim to take my Northwestern degree and throw it in a garbage can. And he refused to do it. Because he said degrees are not garbage.
Yeah, education is still important.
And he didn't want the image of the University of Michigan's head coach taking a college degree and throwing it in the garbage. So he just placed it on the floor. That was his note.
Jim.
I might be in his first acting gig since Saved by the Bell, right? Wasn't he on Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Wasn't that what show was he on?
Like the new class, wasn't it? Saved by the Bell, the new class or something.
Let's see.
Yeah. So that means Jim is probably getting residual checks from Saved by the Bell.
Well, those must be what? 2 cents?
I don't know. You
he
never
was
know,
on the
man.
Colts back then. He played Screech's cousin.
I can see it.
You could see Jim playing reason. Screech's cousin?
Yeah, come they on, got, man. They're quirky.
That's an understatement.
So Jim was an Arliss as well? Are you IMDBing him? Yeah, that's what Don's doing in the back. You know who was also on Arliss? Me. My first ever appearance on as myself anywhere was on Arliss.
Wow. You know what else you remember?
And I still get checks for that too. As a matter of fact, later on we're gonna play. I've got my latest residuals. One of these could be Arliss.
Residual Rich.
I'm like four in a row getting it dead on.
You have, right?
I've been killing it.
Rich, by the way, you know what else you're on? No. Which I'm sure you know. Running poop.
Running. I'm getting a lot.
My friend Jossie in Altoona just sent me a text. She's watching you on the treadmill or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm hearing a lot of people watching that. It's episode 3 of Running Point on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Which you can see right here on Roku. I have not seen it yet, but I've heard a lot of people enjoy that program.
I looking forward Arliss. To checking it out. I never watched Arliss.
You never did?
Oh, no. Arliss is awesome, man. It's on...
I missed that. It's on Max?
It's either Max or
yeah.
Prime.
It was an HBO show.
Yeah, so it's Max.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, man, when they reached out to me and say, you want to come and do an episode of Arliss? I'm like, absolutely. I was 27.
Robert Wall.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I was legitimately at one point, because I wasn't hearing that much in the first 24 to 48 there, saying, I'm not going to do the segment this time around. And I thought of you, Chris. You'd be so bummed about it. You know,
I would have been so bummed.
Man.
Give the people what they want.
Is that really what they want?
So what year is this? Is this year three doing
I think.
It?
Yeah, I've done it 3 years in a row.
That's what I do. I drink. And I know things.
Okay, you got the drop.
And it's clean.
That is great.
That is awesome.
That's what I do.
That's the new.
I drink and I know things.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I drink and I know things.
That's the new drop for my, keep that for 2026.
A bottle of red and he'll tell you everything you need.
Oh my goodness gracious. By the way, you don't need to do a damn thing to have somebody tell you something at the combine, except fog up a mirror.
Exists. Yeah. Just walk around.
As long as the pulse is doing.
I'm serious.
That would be a fun, back in the old days when Twitter was fun, that'd be a fun Twitter account of like combine rumors.
Yeah, stuff I heard at the combine.
Yeah, and you're like, as you're walking around, you tweet them out.
And it's usually like a bunch of scouts or a bunch of coaches, a bunch of this, bunch of that. Nonstop. Nonstop. And you just, I walk to work every day. From the hotel to the stadium. It's all indoors. It's one hallway into another and massive. It's the convention center. Massive.
Rich, I watched
everybody's everywhere.
A video some guy made about how they made that that stadium specifically to handle the combine and the amount of cables and everything and that place, it should never leave there. It's perfect.
I agree.
It's perfect for it.
I agree. And by the way, I was saying this on Overreaction Monday, the pod, which you can get right now because you were kind of cutting around the edges of my top five on a couple
dancing.
Of things. I was saying there's not a soul at the combine who wants it moved. Nobody.
I like that.
Not a soul.
Yeah, this video was talking about how they added these cables so they could do like 600 MRIs and... You know, of course, as you know, the catwalks are connected to the. It's truly
not
amazing.
A soul wants it removed from Indianapolis. Period. End of story. And there's at least one more year there, which is good news. Hour two, Steve Young coming up. You know, and the conversation around it is, you know, the league might want to parse out the on-field workouts from everything else. So you still go to Indianapolis for the medical testing and the interviewing and the, you know, week-long convention that's around it, meetings, this, that, the other thing. But the on-field drills get sent around the country like the draft.
That's ridiculous.
And it would just create more travel.
Yeah, everyone's there.
And it would be another layer on top of these kids for them who they're already... you know, rubber chicken circuited out in certain ways, you know?
It's an interesting way to put it.
Well, I mean, rubber circuited.
Circuited.
But I honestly don't know. Because it would be, I mean, if the prospects come to town and you work out and you can, there were 20,000 fans on Saturday, you know, 5,000 yesterday. Mm-hmm. You make it a bigger event like that. And I know Jerry wants it the worst way, or not the worst way. He can be influential, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. I think he would like it in Frisco, you know, so. There's that, but I love it in Indianapolis.
It
I think it's
so
great.
Perfect, man.
Yeah, I love it in Indy. It's great there, and the people there are awesome. They roll out the red carpet. The hotels are right around the stadium, which is attached to the convention center, attached to some of the hotels.
It's all got the walkways and everything.
The
you don't have to go outside.
Medical facilities are right there. The restaurants are right there, and Indianapolis is used to having, you know, Final Fours and the Big Ten Championship weeks for men and women. Royal Rumble. You went there. I'm serious, though. Yeah. I mean, they are used to having events like this.
Yeah.
The one year the Super Bowl was there, it was also unseasonably warm. It was a great week.
That was 2012, right?
The calendar year. 2011 Giants were there. So that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Steve Young's going to join us. This is going to be fun.
Love it.
About that.
You know he's going to cape for Brock. I just know. He's done that before, right? Like, that's been his stance.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Mike Mayock for his thoughts on the combine. And that's the way we're rolling into hour number two. I now need to shower from that top five.